And let's bring in this morning's guest. It is the one and only. There is only one, and thank goodness, Mr. Louis Spence. Hi!
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 Spit guard up, Chris.
Oh! Stop it!
You do have matching outfits, almost.
We do. We didn't even call it.
It's amazing.
He's gone for the grey. I've gone for the blue and grey.
We've both
got black and white shoes on as well. But mine are Converse because he can't have Converse because his arches are dropped.
Yeah, I've got flat.
Oh, they don't work for you, do they?
No. I told him he needs to do point work. If I can get him some ballet classes, and then those dropped arches would be fine.
Sure.
I mean, you know,
could I do ballet though? A man of my
The way you're going, darling, you look like a ballet dancer. What are you on, a tissue and pee diet? I mean, you're disappearing day by day.
Tissues and peas.
Yeah, well, you can put some salt on the tissue paper if you want to make it a bit tasty, It just, or cotton wool's quite good, that expands. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those were the days, but it would give you a bit of constipation.
Not good.
So do you think I look good?
I think you look great. Like I say, from when you're in New York coming knocking on my back door, because it was like, before you know it, literally, I'm in New York doing my show, like you said, for Oprah Winfrey Network, and then I get this phone call, well, a text, and Chris says he's round the corner.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, you know, you can pop and see me, and before you say Jack Robson, there he is, banging on my back door, and where did we go? We went, who owned that bar we went to with bad service? What was it? Jay-Z and... remember we went for a burger?
Oh, is that Jay-Z's place? Yeah.
We went
to the pig place.
Yeah, the pig place.
The piggy pig place.
Yeah, and they had more attitude than me.
Please don't come on the radio to slag people off.
Oh, no, look,
I'm not doing that here.
No, listen, I'm not doing that. I'm just saying the service wasn't so good.
Hi.
It wasn't so quick.
Hi.
Hello, Chris.
Do you think I'm more attractive now?
You've always been attractive to me, Chris, I must say. But yeah, I really don't know what's going on. I mean, is it for me?
Yes.
I thought it would be, but that's fine.
You know, I found out the other day from watching Jonathan Ross.
Yes.
Obviously, I knew this anyway.
Sure.
Because I'm with the in crowd.
You were in the inner sanctum.
That your man is younger than you.
Yeah, by 8 years.
So I thought, well, if you're into the younger man, hello.
Look out.
I'm 24, so...
Yeah, I'm only just over that. I mean, don't push it. I said you're looking good, Chris.
What are you now, 50?
Yeah, if not a day. I've just got a good Botox doctor.
How old are you? You're 50 years old.
No, I'm not. You know I'm not 50 years old.
I didn't know. 49.
I'm not 49, and I'm not 46
I'm
or
not
7.
I'm 49.
I'm 42.
Get lost.
I'm going to be 43 in April.
Really? Is that all?
I tell you what.
Don't antagonise a guest when he's only just sat down.
Honestly, you're getting more and more like me each day with that kind of attitude, Chris.
I saw you on Jonathan. I thought you were very good.
I was speaking a bit fast, I must say.
You're fine.
Yeah, I couldn't. And I kept saying all the time, yep.
It's fine.
Yeah. I enjoyed your exit where you said that you'd done everything and then you just said, right, I'm done, and walked off with a load of dancers.
Well, I do. I love Jonathan because obviously we've got something in common with the pediment. You know, neither of us can speak properly. But the thing is, he does speak quite fast as well, so you've got to get everything in you can. So I had to get everything in I could, and I thought, well, I'm done now. I mean, I've got a dame out back. I best let her in.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't want to be messing with the dame.
You had a lot of mess with the mirror.
Well, actually, I was thinking, you know, I outshone, I mean, a queen and a dame.
Mm,
I was
sure.
Like, you know, she can wait.
She can wait. Hi, Louis Smith. Hi.
Stop it.
Hi.
Have you read my book?
Yes.
Still got it, never lost it.
Yeah, in fact, I've got it over here.
Weirdly, you've lost it.
You've lost
it. No, I haven't.
No, you're so lying. Look, you're going
to... There it is.
See, here.
No, you're lying. You're not even showing it to me. Yeah,
there
look,
you go.
Look, 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 look.
Oh, go on, get it out.
Yep.
Oh, it's a big one, isn't it?
Oh, it's yours, yeah. It's not anyone else's. It's definitely yours.
Come on.
You don't need to see it.
Come on, take it from behind.
What? No.
Come on, let me see.
Do you want to see it? Ta-da!
Oh, there it is. Well done, Chris. Have you read it? No. Can you do that on the back? See what I'm doing on the back?
There's a picture on the back there.
Can you do that?
Let's have a look.
That you do a bit of yoga, you'll be doing that before you know
Blimey,
it.
Blimey, that's not natural, surely.
I can't, do you know, I tell you what.
I'm laying there with my feet over my head.
Yeah.
In a twin set.
Can you still do that?
Well, a push and a shove.
Mm. Really?
Well, you'd need a push and a shove.
Dave will push, I'll shove you.
Yeah. See where we end up.
I can't. I'm not very flexible. And I've also...
It's because you've got dropped arches.
But I've also, I've got no balance.
Really?
On my life, I can't balance.
The ballet, I told you.
Do you want to know how bad it is? When I'm taking, like, my socks off, or putting socks on, if I can't sit down, I have to lean against something.
Yeah.
Because if I...
You know the solution to that? Don't wear socks.
Well, no, but it's
Can you
bad.
Not stand on one leg?
No, not really.
Ever? Like...
Go on, stand on one leg.
Okay, well, and hold the other leg.
Can
oh, forget it.
Really?
Okay, ready?
You not okay. do that.
Watch this.
Oh, no, you are a bit wobbly there.
Blimey.
Oh, no, you need to engage your centre there, darling.
I can't do it. Yeah, but how? How do I...
I told you, ballet. Get your ballet tights on.
Look at me. That's not right.
It's not right, but you're not right, are you, really?
Well, no, that's true.
I mean, you know, you're like me.
Handsome, though, aren't I?
No, gorgeous.
I am handsome.
I mean, if Dave weren't here, I mean, really.
I can leave.
Oh, you can, then. Go on.
If you had to choose between me or Dave, who would you choose?
I mean, I think after our New York experience, I think you know it's going to be, don't you?
It would have to be.
At what time?
What about Allard?
Hello.
Aww. No, Allard's like
what?
He's so pure, isn't he?
Do you think?
Oh, trust
he's
me.
Not.
Trust me, Louis.
Once you get
my
to know
God.
Him.
Oh, is it just the look?
Yeah.
Oh, right. He does have that
I've
look
taught
of
Chris
choir
a few
voice.
Things.
Have you?
My time, yeah.
Oh, right, so that was him who taught you.
What, Black Beauty?
You taught him well then, Alan, I must say. Gave me a surprise in NY.
We call him Black Beauty because he's a dark horse, as our Alan.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right, well.
I went, although, actually, me and Alan and a few of Alan's friends went to a special club in New York, didn't we?
Splash oh, really?
Bar. Yeah.
Did you go to Splash Bar?
I did.
Did you know I supply all the splash there? I just go in and go, yes.
Ah! Well, we went in there and then Alan couldn't wait to leave. He was very uncomfortable in there.
Oh, really? Not your
cup
of tea?
It was a massive role reversal.
Was that because you were there or because you felt uncomfortable generally?
I was uncomfortable with the fact that Chris and I were there having a pint and a woo-woo.
Yeah.
And there was just a gentleman in a thong dancing on the bar in front of us. And I just thought, I'm not sure if this is where we should
wasn't
be.
Wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
I suppose you went quite well there, wouldn't you? Nice little cub.
Yes.
That's what
oh,
I'm thinking
see,
of you.
I'm a cub.
What's yeah. No, a cub. I
yeah.
think it's a cub.
No, he's not a bear.
No,
a
I'm too
cub.
Young.
You're too young
Thank
and too
you.
Slim now,
Thank
darling.
You.
Look
Thank
at you.
I'm not
a cub.
Cub. Yeah. I'm a cub.
Yeah, a cuddly cub.
Mm.
That's nice, isn't it?
Get with your gay vernacular, will you, Dave?
I've heard of a cub before.
It's me.
I was in the Cubs at school, but that's different.
No, it's a whole different Cub. Well, I don't know, actually. Yeah. It could start there, but...
Louis has written a book. It's called Still Got It, Never Lost It. It's Louis Spence, My Story.
Mm-hmm.
And it is my story, Chris. I wrote it all. Well, I say I wrote it all. My friend did all the spelling, but it's all my words.
It's all your words?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think if you read it, you can see it's all my words.
Chapter one is called Nanny Downer and Nanny Twinkle, which sounds like a dance that
sure.
Louis would do.
It's not... come on, don't tell me that everyone...
Two, three, four, and Nanny Downer, Nanny Twinkle.
You haven't got down to Nanny Lock. Because didn't you name your nans from where they come from or the dog there? Because Nanny Twinkle had her little dog. Nanny Lock lived down the lock, and Irish Nanny was Nanny Downer. So, literally, they all had a name, so we knew who they were.
Hmm.
Didn't you do that? Come on, don't
no.
you?
No. Well, hang on. Well, how come you had three nannies?
Because I had a great nan.
Oh,
yeah,
I see.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, she went on Choo Choo at about 90. Yeah. No, but she wasn't great as in the old great, was she? I mean, like, you know, knocking on nearly an hundred. An hundred.
An hundred. An hundred.
So there's...
Have you got to the bit where Nanny Downer, where we used to go up to Londis?
Yes.
No, you haven't. You haven't even read that
I don't
bit.
Read. I'm dyslexic.
My nanny Downer, she was an alcoholic, bless her, who never recovered.
Right. Mm.
And we didn't see her that much, actually, I must say, because she...
It's always good to start a book with a nice jolly story.
Well, anyway, when she came to visit us, what happened was, my mum got contact with her for about 10 years, and then... because of certain reasons.
Right.
And then we
what
got
reason? I want to know what those reasons were.
Well, it's because my granddad wasn't very nice to her.
Okay. All right.
But then we got a phone call. We'd never met her, that she was in hospital, bless her. And she'd actually got leukemia.
Mm.
I mean, and, you know, it's very sad. And, you know, she was very, very ill. So she came to stay with us. She was with us about 2 months. And my mum and dad booked an all-inclusive to Benidorm. And they thought, great, in-house babysitter. And like I say, we just, like, wheeled her up to Londis and, you know, nicked a load of special brew, whacked it in a wheelchair under a crochet blanket.
Yeah.
You know, it was a win-win, you'd
it's
see.
A lovely story.
Yeah, see, I was nine, and she was an old lady, you know, who didn't have very long to live, so we weren't going to get put away, were we?
No, exactly.
So, you know, there's things like that in it, and then when I went to stage school, first love, you know, lots of Spice Girls Take That, and they all come round mine, the boys, in 95, to my little bed sit.
Do they still come round?
No. I mean, no, not since 95. No, not since I got my new sofa. Because I had an old foam sofa they couldn't all fit on, and then about 2 weeks later I got a knock on the door and Gary sent me a nice pull-down sofa.
Aww.
It was nice of him.
Let me read you a little bit of Louis.
Please do, like a little extract.
But I'd like to explain to Jonathan, there are many people like Andrew who come through the door.
Is that Andrew Stone?
He's not in it. I didn't put him in it.
It says Andrew.
No, you got it wrong. You're reading the wrong book.
And then, of course, there's Andrew Stone. Stone, Stone, Andrew Stone.
No, because I can't say Stone, Stone, Andrew Stone.
That's what's in this. Is your book.
Listen, you've rewritten it. I know what you like. You have 2 minutes and it's reprinted.
Let me read it.
Right.
Let me read it. And then, of course, it's Andrew Stone. Stone, Stone, Andrew Stone. No matter what you think on Pineapple Dance Studios, Andrew is amazing. And I've always looked up to him. He's only the dancer that I could have been if I'd have tried harder. Is that
Chris,
true?
Chris, I mean, really?
P.S. I slept with him in 2003.
No, I didn't.
In an all-inclusive in Benidorm.
No, mind you, I suppose if I did, I wouldn't remember that anyway.
So have you... Now, do you work at Pineapple anymore?
I'm still there. I'm world ambassador. I'm world ambassador now.
Do you get paid by...
Sorry?
By them? Do you have to go in and do a certain amount of hours? Do you... You've gone, haven't you?
No. I am now world ambassador for Pineapple because we're all over the world with the show. And with all the stuff I'm doing, I mean, you know, they wouldn't stop me from having the opportunity. So, no. I still get paid for the bits
and bobs. And what was your title when you were there?
Artistic director.
And is there a new artistic director?
No, there isn't, because no one could replace me.
You?
Exactly. There you go, Chris. I beat you to that one.
But it's true.
Oh, look, keep going in at me like that. Oh, stripes, though. I would have worn darker stripes if I'd known I was going to be on screen like that.
Would you consider yourself to be a vain man?
No. No. No, not at all. Why would you say that? Dave.
But you think you look good. But you know you look good.
Well, I think I look all right for 42, but I've had some help. I mean, I've had a bit of Botox.
But it's not that, though. It's just generally...
Physically.
Generally, you look very well.
Yeah, but I think that's because it's a dancer's life. You know, you've always been physical, and I've always stayed physical. I mean, you know, from doing Dance on Ice.
Absolutely.
I mean, just from your short period there, you know, I'm sure your body did tighten and tone up.
It did, absolutely.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't have thought Dave could get any tighter.
No.
Well, yeah, exactly.
He wouldn't give a door a bang, though. Tell you that. So if I started dancing, I could tighten up my body.
Yeah, I told you, ballet class.
Dancing.
Ballet tights
but
on.
I can't... Like,
it would be great for you, dancing.
It'd be great for your balance.
It'd sort all sorts of stuff out.
It'd be great for your balance, and I'd like to see you in a pair of tights.
I
nice pair
good.
Of sheer
I've got
tights.
Very good legs. Oh, Dave, Louis. I can't believe you did that.
You can't blame it on me.
I'm sorry, that's as butch as I get.
You're outrageous.
Oh, I tell you what, it's better than Dan from the other end, though. Because that's also in my book. No, listen,
that must happen with dancing.
No. Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. It does. Because
stretch,
you must know from when you're on the earth as well. Because, honestly, no, because you have to, you know,
hold
engage your
tight.
Stomach and everything like that. Listen to this. It's in the book. The first time my mum met my partner, and I just got him fresh in. He didn't really speak
much
English.
I don't like the word partner.
Partner.
I think it's very clinical.
But what do you want to say? My lover, my husband.
Do you not like boyfriend?
Boyfriend. Yeah, he's my boyfriend.
Husband.
Where's my husband? He's my partner.
Are you
he's
married?
Everything. Yeah, we're in a civil partnership.
Your husband?
Well, actually, we're in a civil partnership, and it can't be called a husband yet, I don't think, because it's not recognised as marriage
it's
yet.
It's going to change,
changing
though,
the law, yeah. So, yeah, he is my husband. But the first time my mum met him, my mum wasn't very well, actually. She had DVT, deep vein thrombosis. Anyway, she's getting over it.
Your family are falling to pieces.
Oh, babes, honestly, it's a surprise I'm still alive. What, my hypochondria and everything? I've had everything, but not really. Anyway.
Is that everything and everyone?
Yeah. So she was on this medication called warfarin, which was rat poisoning, apparently.
It thins the blood, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. And my dad said, well, they didn't give her enough because they didn't kill her. But the thing is, when she first met my partner, there she was at my house looking all nice. She hadn't had her boobs done. They'd been done a while. She had a facelift, boobs, and she was always well turned out. So she's sitting on the futon, because I had a futon then in case friends come over to stay in the one bedroom.
Sure, I'm with you.
So literally, as he comes in, she goes to push herself up, and as she pushes herself up, she goes,
oh,
I'm like, you have got to be joking. Because she's on the warfarin, it thins out the blood, and where it thins out the blood, yes. So anyway, I laughed, she laughed, the more she laughed, the more she farted. Exactly. And so literally, my poor partner, boyfriend, husband, is standing there, not speaking much English,
all three
as shy
of them.
As they come. Exactly. And there's mum farting away. I mean, it wasn't right, but, you know, I suppose it broke the ice.
I've met your man. I think he was lying on a bed when I met him. I'm not sure.
Yes, when you come round my flat, wasn't it? Wasn't a flat.
It is nice to meet you, Christoph. I've heard many good things about you. Look after my Lolo.
That's what he said.
Look after my Lulu.
Yeah, look after my Lolo. I'll break your legs.
He's Russian. He's a big fella, big scary fella.
He's Spanish, actually.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a Spanish
Yo,
Russian.
I hear about you. You're a rude man on the radio. You look after my Lolo, I'll have you killed.
Well, you said in the interview the other night on the telly that he's completely the opposite of you. He's very shy and retiring and doesn't
get out
enjoy
of
the
my
limelight.
House.
Yeah, he doesn't want anything to do with it. I mean, he actually can't, like, reality shows, he can't bear to watch them. He hates the fact that
he wasn't interested in meeting me, was he?
No, not
but
really.
He really, I got the, I mean, he seemed nice.
No,
but
he's just
not
shy.
Interested.
No, he's really, really shy. I mean, so shy, like, you wouldn't believe. He doesn't come anywhere with
Don't
me.
Touch me or look me in the eye. Get out. You want to take my man drinking? That is fine, but I'm not come. I am not wanting to go with you. I here with my sister.
Yes, that's right.
He was with his sister, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Sister's nice, though, weren't she?
Yes, very nice.
Yeah, she is nice.
I'm a professional gymnast.
Yeah. Now you make him sound like Borat.
Well, yeah.
And he, like I say, he is Spanish, but yeah, he doesn't want anything to do with the industry like that, so no. Which is good for me, because there isn't enough room for two of us
anyway.
Sure,
no.
Yeah.
Jeez, could you imagine? Yeah. Could you imagine? Now, honestly, when I went to see Louis in New York, his apartment was like...
It was a duplex, not an apartment.
Sorry, it's a duplex. It was like Panama Dance Studio. There were people going, he's got a revolving door.
They were queuing up outside in Legbourne. But you know, I lived...
And who was downstairs?
No, over the road. Oh, no, that was a whole different thing downstairs. It was over the road. My apartment was on the road where they filmed Sex in the City. So Sarah Jessica Parker...
I'll tell you what, that's tough, isn't it? Yeah, Sex in the City with Sarah Jessica Parker.
That's
a nightmare for you.
Anyway, her house was over the road.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a nice street. But it was nice, weren't it?
Very, very nice.
I did give you a tour, didn't I? I took you up and down.
You did. Well, you didn't take me down.
Oh, did I not?
Just up.
You just stayed up, yeah, on the top level.
We couldn't go downstairs.
Oh, no, there were things going on, wasn't there? Yeah, the cleaner.
Well, building work.
No.
Well,
the cleaners are in.
I think there was some building work going on. There was still a bit of banging going on. But anyway, I can't clarify that.
Drilling?
Well, yeah. Something was vibrating.
It's a rented place. I don't want to say too much in case the landlord's listening.
It wasn't drilling, actually. There was a lot of it, but it wasn't drilling,
right.
I can tell you that.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Something to do with spanners and nuts. But anyway,
mind you don't chip your teeth with them.
Louis, I don't like... I wanted you to be in for a lot longer today.
I know, but you were doing all your competition with them teachers. Who, I just say, how did they learn that? I mean, they're good teachers. They didn't have to learn that in like 45 minutes.
It was amazing, wasn't it?
They did.
I mean, that was incredible. I was sitting out there and thought the first one had won, and then the second one come in, and I was like, you've got to be joking. Mm. Amazing.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay, what can I
Anyway,
talk
look,
you?
Oh, can I just say as well that I'm doing my book signing on
That's
Wednesday.
What I was gonna ask.
Oh, yeah, on Wednesday at 6 o'clock in Selfridges.
Now, hang on, is Sarah Jessica Parker going to be there?
No, I'm doing my signing in Selfridges at 6 o'clock on Wednesday, and Sarah Jessica Parker's not coming. But my name's Louis Spence, and I'm born on the 6th of the 4th, 1969, and my book called Still Got It, Never Lost It.
Unbelievable.
But it comes out on Thursday the 29th.
So Thursday, so I can pre-order it.
You can pre-order it on all good websites.
Well, you know what else you can do as well? You're doing book signings.
Oh, I'm doing a book tour.
Around the UK.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to Scotland.
Now, have you started yet? No,
I haven't.
Okay,
I haven't.
So Wednesday's the first one at Selfridges.
At Selfridges. At
and
6
then you're
o'clock.
Around the UK. Now, here's what you can do.
And then I go to, I think it's Bluewater or somewhere on, I can't remember the
one. Well, Google it.
Or wherever.
Find out.
Yeah, you can go to my website, louisspence.com.
You have a website?
Yeah.
And do you do it yourself?
No, my friend does it. I can't
say you can't do
I can't upload those kind of things.
Well, no, you can't. I've told you that before.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's what you can do, which I found out when I did my book signing tour. Is, you know, when people go to the big bookshops in town and do signings?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But often it's while you're at work, it's like 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock, and you can't get out of work,
sure.
Or you're at school or college, really, you can't get out. If you go into that bookshop and say, I want to come to the, for example, the Louis Spence book signing, but I can't make it, can I buy a book now and ask you to get it signed for me? And they will generally
say, pick it up later.
Yeah, no problem.
You are good Chris.
And I never
Moyles.
Knew that. And I thought afterwards, if you could be bothered and you checked all the local listings and found out who was signing what in your local town or city, you could just go in and go, Louis Spence, Comedy Dave, whoever, Michael Palin, blah, blah, blah.
Chris Moyles.
So then you
buy
just
the
go-
book, right? And then they will sign it. Then you put back at your convenience, pick it up. Christmas presents sorted.
Perfect.
Bob's your uncle. Also,
what a great idea.
But you don't encourage that too much because you want the ego flattery of a queue waiting for you.
Yeah,
if everyone did
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Well,
exactly.
No, I know. But if you can make it, you'll go.
No, absolutely. And if you can't, then you don't miss out because you still get a signed book.
You're at Selfridges at 6 o'clock.
I'm at Selfridges at 6 o'clock tomorrow. Are you going to come?
Can I queue up?
You said Thursday.
No, Thursday it comes out officially. Wednesday is it's like a premiere.
I'm with you.
It's like a private screening at Selfridges.
6 o'clock.
Will there be a red carpet?
No, there's not going to be a red carpet.
All right.
No,
this is like a special show.
It's going to be Cerise. A Cerise carpet at 6 o'clock at Selfridges.
So there you go. And then around the UK, Lou will be signing.
Yeah, I'm up and down the UK.
Now, if I were to come and see you in...
Yeah. Oh, and also, I'm doing this whole dance thing. I've put 3 10-second dance routines up on YouTube. Louis Spence still got it. And it's out there, so everyone can learn. So when they come to the book signing, we do this dance routine. It's only like 30 seconds, so yeah. So everyone can do that. So just for a bit of fun and just so, you know.
If you want, you should follow Louis on Twitter, and then he does this, post a link to the video, and he wants people to learn the video when they go to his book signings.
Yeah. And my Twitter is with an E, Louie Spence, S-P-E-N-C, not Louis, because after I did Jonathan Ross, I was trending with an S.
Oh.
Louis. I thought, what's the point of trending with an S? I can't even say S.
No S.
It's with an E, because my dad didn't spell it right. He was meant to spell it Louis, but my dad can't spell, and he spelled it Louie.
That's a fascinating story. Is that in the book?
Yeah, it's
really?
True. Yeah, no,
I'll pass that a bit.
Yeah, my sister was meant to be R-E-N-N-E, and he spelled it R-E-N-N-I-E. My sister Tanya's meant to be T-A-N-Y-E.
Is all this in the book as well?
Yeah, he can't spell. Only because Mum had a nervous breakdown after each one of us. It's all in the book.
Right.
Yeah, it's all in the book.
Did she have nervous breakdowns before the boob job?
No. That was after. Because she done, like I said on the third, she did the boob job on my last school fees when my dad took second mortgage. I got kicked out of school, fortunately, because I told the teacher she had halitosis because I only got put in for art. And so my mum had already had a new boobs done.
Right.
With the school fees, which my dad had taken a second mortgage out for.
Is your mum in the first series of Pineapple Dance Studio?
I took her to Harley Street to get a Botox, and there was a lorry load out there. She's not happy with that now. She wants to get re-lifted. She had a lift a good few years back now.
Right.
But she said to me the other day, she said, how can you say I've had a facelift? She said, that was years ago. People are going to be looking at me thinking, oh God, she looks bad on it. So she wants another one now.
Right. And when you can get her one?
Well, if the book does well, then my dad said, the whole body, my dad said, you can't even put her glasses on anymore. I think her ears are that far back. You know what I mean? But that's it.
Wow. I'm amazed you haven't been disowned.
Yeah, no, it's fine. No, honestly, like I said, if I pay
my parents disown me. Why? Because you're gay? No, because I'm a cheeky guest.
No, she's more than happy. As long as she can get lifted and pumped and whatever. Do you know what I mean?
I'm exactly the same.
Yeah.
If I get lifted,
we'll get a new bathroom.
We all want that.
What else is there to talk about? I think that's the main thing, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the main thing.
You need to come back and see us again when with more time.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Are you in the UK now for the foreseeable future?
I'm here. I go back to America in January to promote my new show, Louis Spence Dance Project, for Oprah.
And it's kind of like Pineapple.
It's like Pineapple, but with Americans, and they're a lot more, as Americans are, you know, believe in their dream and... No, and
flamboyant?
Very determined.
Loud.
And yes, but then, you know, not much louder than me.
Right.
But it is a really good fun show, and it was great to be out there. And you know, people say that Americans don't always get our humour and everything, but I mean, they certainly. Well, I say they laughed. They maybe they were just being polite when I spat at them.
Mm. Maybe they thought there was something wrong with you.
Exactly.
And are you now friends with Oprah? Do you have her number?
I didn't get to meet Oprah, but I think when I go back, I think that's when I get to meet her.
Well, so, I've got a surprise for you.
She's not here. Is
on line one, somebody wants to speak to you.
It's not.
Yeah.
Hi, Louie, it's Oprah.
Oh, hello, Oprah.
I think you're rubbish. Bye.
No, that was me.
That was you. Oprah wouldn't say that because her motto is to live your dream, or I can't remember what it is.
That's good. She always gets to remember her motto.
Yeah, or something like that. She's got it on her Twitter feed. She's not following
me. You can't say her motto is to live a dream or something. I can't remember.
Oh, come on. It's fine. Just go to her Twitter. Anyway, she don't follow me, though, which I'm a bit disappointed about. I thought she would be following me considering I'm working for her.
You'd have thought, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Anyway, I'll sort it out when I go back there. I'll have a word with her. I'm going to go on Gail's show, because Gail's got a show, and I'm going to probably do
that's
else.
That's Oprah's
out
best
there.
Friend.
Who, Gail?
Yeah. Gail King, she's got her own show.
Of course, Gail King.
Yeah, she's got a show. So.
Louis's book is called Still Got It, Never Lost It. It's his story, and only his story, and by the sounds of it, it's about him abusing his parents and then dancing with the Spice Girls and Take That. Are there any stories about... who's your... Can I guess who your closest friend from the Spice Girls is?
You know exactly who it is.
It's a little Emma Bunton.
It is. It certainly
lovely
is.
Lovely Emma.
Yeah, which she is.
She's doing my TV show this week. You've got to tell me something about her.
I know she
is. No one knows.
Yeah.
Have a think and then let me know later off the air.
I couldn't actually.
Oh, yes, you could.
No, I could.
Oh, you could.
Should I ring her and ask or should I just tell
you? One of those, you don't even need to tell me, but you need to say something so I can go, Emma, I saw Louis Spence the other day. He told me to tell you jam sandwiches. And she'll go, oh my God, he didn't tell you the jam sandwiches. Just
no, all I'll say is that every part of Emma Bunton is beautiful.
Lewis Spence, ladies and gentlemen. tomorrow he'll be at Selfridges in London.
Just tell me at 5:45, I think we're doing the dance, then 6 o'clock at Selfridges.
Yeah.
For my book signing, I've still got it, never lost it.
Plug, plug, plug.
And then I'm sorry, darling. Have you seen my mum's face?
I'm not interested in plugging it, I'm just interested in spraying it.
I think I've got the message. You're there tomorrow.
Yeah.
6 o'clock at Selfridges.
On a scarlet carpet.
On a Wednesday in September.
Mm. Yeah, and you can do the disco dance routine, like I said.
Well, you know me, I like to move and groove.
But are we going to ring each other for matching outfits, or when you come?
What do you mean?
Well, you and me, I mean, literally.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
I won't be there.
You will.
I won't come to the book signing.
You will. But you told me you love me before I come
I do
here.
Love you.
You told me you love me in New York.
I do love you. But it'll cause too much of a stir if I turn.
Oh, right, okay.
You know,
right,
I'm not being funny. Forgot,
yeah, huge, massive, yeah.
You know, you've got to look at it. Yeah. It's like Holly Willoughby at a book signing, and then Philip turns up and takes the attention away. You know.
Chris.
It's like Mel C in a book signing and Emma Bunton turns up. It wouldn't be right.
But it's okay, because we're going to make it
But like having Helen Mirren on a show and then putting Louis Walsh. Louis Walsh!
Louis Spence! Listen!
What a mistake to make it.
I'm the small gay with a speech impediment.
Oh, stop it.
Packing a tight.
You remind me of a young Louis Walsh!
Or I mean, Jesus.
Oh, that's just racist. right, Dom? Louis, live to see it.
Yeah,
I've got to go. So I've got to do the news, then we've got to get out of here.
I've got to go. I've got things to do.
I've got to go first.
Yeah, no, I've got
things to do.
No, I've got to go.
And when are we going to go out for dinner, you and me?
Well, whenever you want. Can I put that up like that?
Yes, you can.
Whenever you want. I mean, you know, my time is your time. You're mine and I'm yours. Just like we said in New York. I love you. Oh, sorry. I just got carried away in the moment.
He did sit with me waiting for my friend to turn up. Looking after me like I was all right, nobby, no mates.
I did look after you. I was good, wasn't I?
You were very good.
But mind you, when your friend turned up, I thought, oh, well, I might not leave. It's very nice. Wasn't he?
Are you serious?
Isn't he a trainer or something? I am married and I'm not interested.
He's a physio.
A physio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's very good.
I think because I had a bit of a dodgy hamstring.
Dave's a physio for the New York Knicks.
Mm. That's what did it for me.
Which is ironic, because Dave's only 4'3", and the average height of the New York Knicks player is 7'2". He's great at massaging anything below the knee.
Yeah. Mainly leg work, isn't it?
Oh, after that, forget it.
That sounds like my type of guy. We could work together on that. Am I going now?
Oh, it's Louis' mum. She's back.
I'm going now.
Yeah, you are going now.
All right, then, bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the very lovely Louis Spence.
Thanks for having me in, Chris.
You're welcome, Louis. Come back and see us.